Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Boog Shambi.
What up, boys?
I hear the organist in the back. It's one of Major League Baseball's best organists is that dude in Atlanta with a great rock cannon.
Yeah, he's really good. He comes up with some good, clever stuff. He's got one for, like, Nico Horner was something from Titanic, because the guy who wrote one of the theme songs from the Titanic, last name was Horner.
James Horner wrote the soundtrack for Titanic. That's hilarious.
There you go.
There you go. This is the show where we get that.
It's a stretch on hilarious, don't you think, Steve?
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay. All right, it's hilarious.
I'm with Parkins on that.
Yeah, thank you. You can be the arbiter here.
Causing a rift.
That is stretching the boundaries of hilarious.
Yeah, I agree.
Whatever.
Jerry, I love this guy. Always coming up with these great lines. I love him. He's wonderful. You're wonderful. I don't know what I'd do without you.
We had such.
That's a promo right there. Parkins and Spiegel every day, stretching the boundaries of hilarious.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
You keep making promos for us every year.
Yeah, I do. Parkins and Spiegel on the score. They're amazing. Are they?
I thought this hit was exciting, Danny, and I thought at times I was hilarious.
I gotta be honest, you guys. I haven't heard a thing you've said for the last 15 minutes of the organ playing.
Yeah, no.
All right, all the best, you guys.
All right.
Thanks, Boo. Got the organ still going?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's keep the line going.
Here be a jaunty sea shanty from me boyhood. You shake me nerves and you rattle me brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke me will. Oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Always an adventure when we talk to Boog Shambi. Which you would think, I mean, broadcaster to broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be among the smoother conversations.
But I think
you got to be on your toes with that guy.
Danny, I don't know what your personal depth chart is for ballpark organists.
Yeah, you know, I was just doing my rankings, and I really struggled in the mid-teens.
You did.
That's where I just thought the group really fell off.
Look, I think John Benedek and Josh Langhoff have done a really nice job tag-teaming in relief of Gary Pressey over at Wrigley.
Yeah.
My dear friend Josh Cantor at Fenway Park is just tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
But Matthew Kaminsky in Atlanta might be number one.
Stop reading my notes.
Am I taking it right from the organist?
It's just plagiarism.
So Braves Cubs walk-ups. Jason Isbell had talked about it last night. He's another musician. But
thank you.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh for Christopher Morel, for Christopher Robin. If you're happy and you know it, for Ian Happ. My Heart Will Go On from Titanic for Nico Horner. So What for Miles Mastroboni. Little Miles Davis for Miles Mastroboni. Among many other things. I that's why Braves organist is atop my power rankings.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you think Nico Horner, like, do you think the players notice it? Do you think Nico Horner knows that it's because of Titanic?
God, if only there was a way to ask him about it.
I guess we'll have to.
I think
now.
We should. Yeah. Hey, you brought it up.
All right.
We have time with Nico. We get to a lot of stuff with him.
Yeah, we absolutely do. Mm-hmm. Insane. So much happened in that game last night. Again, I mean, Shota, great again. Council ejected. The Morel at bat.
Junior Valentine.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
That is a face that just...
Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to punch it, you know?
When's the last time you punched someone in the face?
Oh, boy.
It's got to have been a while because it's never happened to me.
Well, you and I got into it.
So I figured in the last 7 years.
Let's see, Mesa 2018. No, didn't punch it there.
Yeah, no, that was your pillow with my picture on it. Anyway.
No, it's been a long time,
Good for you.
But Junior Valentine, sit down. Sit back down. Shut up, dude. You're 140 feet away, and you made a bad call. Just suffer the consequences of somebody being upset with you.
No, his job is very serious. He's a first base umpire. Oh. It's a very serious job. It comes with a lot of respect and power. Nico Horner is a very good baseball player who seems to be able to adapt to any damn situation that he gets put in. We'll talk to him about it next on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Leading off for the Parkins and Spiegel Show, number 2, Nico Horner.
Nico Horner is on the show with us every Tuesday. And
oh, sick.
Nico Horner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico on with Parkins and Spiegel. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Horner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair. He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
This one drilled off the bat of Nico Horner. Back some more. And that one is gone. Nico Horner will touch them all. He jumped that one off of Skeens.
Ripped on the ground. What a play by Nico. The throw to third, not in time.
Nico might have saved the game by making that brilliant backhand diving stop.
Just spectacular work by Nico Horner here. If he doesn't get it, ball game over.
Taking you inside the Cubs clubhouse all season long.
All right, Council's coming on in 8 minutes. You want us to ask him anything for you?
Yeah, ask him if I got to go to play softball on May 20th.
All right. Fred Council?
No. I'm going to not grant Nico permission. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Nico Horner with Perkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
Yeah, it is fun when we talk to Nico, and then Council has to be a real downer about the whole thing.
Yeah. He's like protecting the professional sports team that he's the boss of, and, you know, he's not really very concerned about our radio station's softball team, and that's just insulting.
Yeah, I think his priorities are wrong. Nico Horner, kind enough to join us from the field in Atlanta on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. What's up, Nico?
Hey, right. Now I can hear you.
Now you got us. Are you playing?
Yep.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm here.
No. I've been here. You've been here.
You've done nothing wrong.
It's clearly on us. I'm just lashing out in all directions.
There you go.
All right, well, so important things first, as we played it in the intro, don't know if you were able to hear it. Did Council tell you in person that you were not allowed to play on the softball team?
No, he never said it straight to me. Was kind of a roundabout move, I feel like. I did confront him about it, and he was honest about what he said on the air, and so at least he was straightforward at that point, but yeah, we'll figure it out eventually.
Wow. Yeah, as you say, it sounds like you disagree with your boss.
Yeah, we'll see.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, look, I mean, this is why.
Internal strife.
Yeah, why we got into the business was to cause problems on a winning baseball team, you know?
Absolutely.
Yep. Nico Horner. Council's coming on in 8 minutes. You want us to ask him anything for you?
Yeah, ask him if I got to go to play softball on May 20th.
All right. Craig Council.
No. I'm going to not grant Nico permission. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was pretty direct. Danny just took that for an answer. Should Danny have fought harder to have your back, Nico?
Yeah, probably. And I appreciate you guys instigating some beef on our team. You know, it's just been such smooth sailing for the Cubs this year in all ways that, like, we need some adversity or something to overcome. And so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Who do you want me to pick a fight with next for you?
He's good at that.
Morrell, he seems like a real jerk. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He's no fun to play with at all.
Okay. So that at bat last night. That he has to draw the walk. I can be a little hyperbolic, but like Pujols, you know what I mean? Like that is such an incredible at bat for a guy with his slug and his history of, you know, swinging at balls outside the zone that he's obviously improved tremendously this year. What's your impression of what he is able to accomplish now that he's able to pull off an at bat like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we saw just throughout his time in the big leagues, just an incredible ability to seize and want big moments. And it felt like in that situation, it was like a 50-50 chance he was going to hit a ball over the fence, you know. And obviously that doesn't happen every time, but still have an amazing at bat. And at first when he walked, I thought he was just like either didn't know the count or just was so excited to hit that he couldn't really like fathom that like he wasn't going to get a chance to like hit a ball hard, you know?
Right.
But he was dealing with something that, you know, ended up obviously having to come out of the game, unfortunately, but it felt like he was having just like so invested in this at that he couldn't believe it was just like open at that point.
I know there's no runs last night, but Saya hit the hell out of the ball. Cody had a couple of deep flies and Morrell turning into what he's turning into. It's like, I mean, it feels that's a pretty damn good middle of the order right now in terms of comparatively with MLB. Doesn't it feel like?
Oh, totally. Yeah. And I think, you know, what you said about Saya, the balls he put in play on Sunday in Pittsburgh were really impressive, too. It's just kind of everything's hanging up right now. And, you know, those will fall for doubles or homers here pretty soon. And obviously nothing to change on that end. But yeah, it's a totally different dynamic when you have that kind of slug in the middle of your order and you know, how that impacts all the rest of us in the lineup as well. So, you know, even not scoring last night, just knowing we're putting good chances out there and it'll come.
Speaking of slug, you homered off Paul Skenes, dude. I mean, My God, we were very excited to see that. Was that were you on time on a slider, or like are you late or early on some of the other stuff? What how does that happen off a dude like that?
Yeah, I mean, some things that you do you can't really explain. Was not thinking about a slider in that moment, and just ended up seeing it well and pulling the trigger. But it was a cool day of baseball, long day, and not the result we wanted from that day, but just exciting to be a part of a fun atmosphere like that. Like, they were obviously very, very amped to see him pitch there in Pittsburgh, as they should be, and big crowd there, and it's cool to be a part of days in baseball like that.
You guys will get him again on Thursday night at Wrigley. What do you take with you in terms of knowledge from the first time?
Oh, we face him again.
Yep.
Thursday night. Yeah, I mean, he kind of used a full mix more than I was maybe expecting. Obviously throws incredibly hard, but uses his full mix a lot. And I thought we had very solid at bats, though, you know, whether we scored one or four or anywhere in between, just had a lot of traffic on the bases and hit some balls hard. You know, Morel hits that ball 108 at 26 to dead center in the first inning, which is a homer like 95% of the time or something like that. So, you know, we're rolling good odds out there, and yeah, it was good.
We're talking to Nico Horner. You mentioned Sunday. The diving play you have at short to keep the ball in the infield, but no out is recorded. You know, Wisdom gives you love after the game. Council talks about it as a winning play. Like, you get the love from your teammates. People who are watching understand the value there. But I was wondering about, not that you care about it necessarily, but we've talked to you about quantifying good defense before. It doesn't really show up anywhere that I could find. Like, how big of a play is that, and how is that quantified in your mind in baseball? Because it felt to me like that should be one of the great defensive plays of the season. But then I'm like, I don't know if it actually registers anywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect system for quantifying defense. I think you got to kind of combine it all and make worth of it what you can. But you know, we talk about it all the time defensively in those situations of, you know, being spaced out well and not letting anything through, and keeping in the infield, and, you know, all those baseball cliches. So it's fun when, you know, you're really anticipating plays and they show up and it actually ends up impacting the game. And obviously Hector got out of a jam after that. So there's a lot of other stuff that had to happen, but yeah, that was a big one for sure.
Mean anything extra to you that you do it at short?
Oh yeah, I take a ton of pride in playing shortstop. Always excited by the opportunity. Obviously, unfortunately, it means that, you know, we're missing one of our best players. But I love playing shortstop. I think it's good for me, just as an athlete. I think I'll probably feel better at second base having played short for a while. And yeah, I love it.
So Jed Hoyer was on the station earlier, and speaking of shortstop, was talking about the process of getting Dansby Swanson to accept an injured list stint, you know, of just like, because that dude, it's your guy, your middle of the infield mate. He wants to play. How bothered was he by having to go on the injured list, you think?
Yeah, I mean, he does a good job keeping that stuff like in-house, even among our team. Like, he didn't want to be a distraction or anything, but
right,
he wants to be out there. And I think, you know, he probably would have played through what he's dealing with for a really long time and made it work as best he can. And you know, I don't know exactly what extent he's feeling things at this point, but I sure hope he's in a spot where he can be the best version of himself for the rest of the year, because that's what we need most.
Is that hard for you? Like, wanting to be there for the team and everyone's dealing with injuries, but sometimes you got to shut it down?
Oh, 100%, especially when the team is thin. Like right now, definitely just feeling that, you know, it's valuable and important just being out there every day, especially when we don't have our full depth, and you know, everyone's given everything they have, but you do definitely feel those things more when the team's already thin.
Talking to Nico Horner here on Parkins and Spiegel. All right, so the bat speed data and all of those new metrics come out yesterday, and I'm loving it and trying like to convince people why it's fun, why it's interesting. What does it mean to you? Like, is it cool? Is it useful? Is it potentially distracting? How does it register to you?
I haven't looked through the leaderboards or anything. I saw some of the graphics that were posted. A lot of that's information that's been available, but maybe not publicly, I think, for a while, whether they're in different phrases or not. Like, none of that is like super new, but I appreciate the effort to quantify different swings and not only value bat speed. Like, it's by no surprise that, you know, some of the biggest stars of the game swing the bat faster than anybody else, and obviously create room for error by doing that and opportunities for slug. But I appreciate that they're kind of doing a variety of metrics and how they talk about Arias's swing versus Stanton's and things like that. And just not that it's necessarily new in how we talk about hitting, but just maybe gives a little more context to things that we've always seen, like, you know, Arias's ability to put the bat on the ball and, you know, Stanton's ability to hit homers, and then all of us in between there.
Yeah, no, I think that's absolutely true. It's like quantifiable scouting. You can count stuff that we just used to talk about. For you, like, even though your bat speed is like about 69 miles an hour, which is what, Danny, about 3-4 miles per hour slower than the average?
I think about, yeah, two to three.
2 to 3 miles an hour slower than the average.
Got to pick up that speed, Nico, is what I'm saying.
He doesn't, though. He doesn't, because you're near the top of the list of squaring the ball up the most, along with Adley Rutschman. That's the company you're keeping in terms of what your bat speed is versus how much you square it up. That's interesting, isn't it? So you might not have as fast a bat as others, but you're squaring it up more than a lot of dudes who do have a faster bat.
Yeah. I mean, I think the squared up one is the velocity that you're hitting the ball at versus like the maximum of how hard you're swinging. I think one thing that gets lost in a lot of that is just the angle at which you're hitting the ball. Like, a lot of people are all over, you know, Belly's batted ball numbers last year, but the dude just hit a ton of line drives. He was just always on a line, whether it was 78 off the bat or 108. And, like, you know, I think that's usually the biggest correlation for my own success is just, you know, pop-ups and choppers aren't going to do a whole lot of good for you. And staying on a line as much as possible is usually going to have the best way of controlling your luck. And obviously you'd rather it be really hard than not, but that's going to be the biggest one a lot of the time too.
You enjoy being down further in the lineup in the run producing spots, given that bat to ball contact, you're going to put the ball in play. Guys are going to be on base in front of you.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's advantages to hitting first or sixth. They're different spots. I try not to change too much, but it does feel different sometimes. And, you know, feel like I haven't had as many opportunities as I was in scoring position this year, or just haven't had as good fortune in those situations. But definitely take pride in driving runs in when I can.
Talking to Nico, so how do we fix check swings and appeals and what happened to that game last night?
I mean, I didn't look back. Were some of them bad?
Oh, dude, the one where Craig got kicked out was bad. But really,
it seemed like some of the earlier ones were the bad ones.
Here's the problem. There's nothing in the rule book about this.
Yeah.
Are you guys?
And it's so fast.
It's ridiculous. Like
faster than the human eye. Yeah.
There's nothing on the books. It is purely a judgment call for an umpire 120 feet away. It's insane to me.
Yeah, I know, and it feels like it's usually a huge turning point.
Yeah,
I know. I don't envy the umpires having to make that call. Like, I'm wrong all the time when I'm watching in person on those. I don't know if that's even checkable with the video, because, like you said, there's nothing even. You'd have to really define it.
That was what I was going to say. I don't even know what you said. Like, were they bad? I'm like, I've been watching baseball my whole life. Mm-hmm. I don't really know. Like, right or wrong? Yeah. Like, even when they show the replay, I'm like, I don't know. Right or wrong? Yeah. Sure.
go Cubs. Terrible.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, welcome to my living room. That's exactly right. I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm just on the side of the team in blue.
It's a 200-page rule book with not one mention of check swings. And so it's not about.
That's crazy.
Is it when he breaks his wrists as he's like trying to hold up? Or is it, I thought for years that it was just, oh, the bat has to cross the plate or the bat has to go beyond the first base line, you know, something like that. None of that is true. None of it. So
I think what I look for is like if the home plate, the line across home plate is like. If the bat not necessarily goes in front of home plate, but it goes past the angle of the flat line of home plate, like that's usually how I see it. But
the angle of the flat line of home plate?
Yeah. So like if home plate's flat and the bat goes past that, then that's not necessarily in front of it because people go to different contact points, but like past the angle of home plate.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what makes it tricky is like everybody's got a different contact point and standing at a different spot in the box and everything like that. So look, we'll fix it. We'll fix it next segment. Don't worry.
We'll get it.
Yeah.
Just make it simple like football.
Never any issues in that.
Was it appreciated in the dugout when Craig did the slowest ever walk to first base? To argue his point on behalf of Shota.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were a little flat yesterday in general, and I don't know if that was all going through his mind, but I definitely appreciate it. I feel like he's not one to overreact or be overly emotional in general, so you know that if he is bringing it or showing it like that, then it's for a reason. It's not just making a scene to make a scene, and we've all enjoyed playing for him a lot, and I like seeing that side of him some too.
Yeah, it's interesting. Why a little flat, you think? Just travel, good team, just the weirdness of a day?
Every day is different. It's no lack of preparation. The Pittsburgh series, I feel like, was just the games were intense. And you got extra innings, you got a two-hour rain delay, all that stuff. And or just not getting results in the game yesterday, but we've won plenty of games with that same kind of atmosphere. It's not necessarily right or wrong, but I appreciated his energy.
All right, man. Well, listen, we appreciate. Was this low energy? I feel like the technical difficulties on our end started us off with low energy today. How do we feel?
Yeah, I feel like it's good. Every it doesn't have to be a highlight day. That's a part of baseball, right? It's just a good ball game.
Sure.
We're hanging out.
It's so true, man. It's so true. That's why baseball is life, because like we'll do it again next week.
Here we go.
Yeah, we will.
Baseball is life.
It really is.
It is.
Hey, Nico, I was going to ask you in person, but I didn't get a chance to get there on Wednesday. I was doing a Mother's Day show on Sunday on Hit and Run, and I was looking for a baseball mom. Would your mom ever want to come on the radio? I think she's a fascinating person. And now that we know you... Yeah, we know you the way we know you, and like I want to talk anthropological music roots with her as well.
She would probably do it. I mean, I don't want to speak for her, but okay. I would check in.
All right,
and let her know.
All right, next Mother's Day,
she can definitely hold her own.
I would assume so. A Berkeley educator. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll make that happen for next year. Thank you, sir.
Next year, put it in the books.
All right, Nico. We'll talk to you back at Wrigley, man. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Nico.
That's Nico Horner.
See?
With us.
I knew I should have reached out and asked.
Smart of you to book for 51 weeks from now.
Yeah, 361 days.
I'll
in
put
advance.
It in Slack for you.
Make sure that all the other producers know that Nico's mom is off limits as a guest.
Oh, Dustin just got his aunt.
We planning anything for Cinco de Mayo 2025? Anything else that we want to do?
No, I think someone Mexican would be good.
Okay.
For that.
Yeah.
Javier Assad, perhaps.
It's just interesting. All right.
Yeah, but I mean, Sean, you know, Sean Sears, who's in for Tanner today, we were looking for a baseball mom for Hit and Run.
For PCA's mom. Yeah,
yeah. Trying for PCA's mom. Was the actress in, was it Angels in the Outfield?
Little Big League.
Oh, Little Big League.
Yeah. Then instead of getting a baseball mom, you just wished Tom Hamilton a happy Mother's Day. Makes sense.
He had a very heartfelt response.
He did.
I mean,
thanks, Matt.
Yeah. Did you hear about that, Shane?
I did not, but I'm glad I'm hearing about it now.
Yeah, you were in Vegas. Yeah, he on Mother's Day.
The whole day.
He was just wishing his male guests on Hit and Run a happy Mother's Day.
Well, and they were wishing it back to me.
Well, I'm sure Tom loves a mother. I'm sure he's got a mom in his life that he loves.
He's got his wife, who's the mother of his own children.
Smart. Sure.
Big fan.
Yeah, right. Right.
But right. I agree. That is smart. It's a good, safe way to do it. I totally agree.
We love moms in this show. Always have, always will.
Always have, always will.
Are we the mom's show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This side of the glass.
This side of the glass is more of the dad's show.
It's just...
Hey, you know who's having a great year? It's surprisingly in Washington as a starting pitcher. Trevor Williams, former Cub Trevor Williams. We had his dad on. That's right. That's one of the dads that we've had on this show.
Was he the one that was afraid his construction buddies were going to give him a pink hammer? Was
no,
that Jack Suwinski's dad?
Jack Suwinski.
We just saw
Suwinski's dad.
We just saw it in Pittsburgh also.
Right. We had Matt Mervis's dad on, and then Mervis completely went in the tank.
We have had PCA's mom. I would have booked
her.
Yeah, we had Ashley on.
Yeah, we had her on.
Yeah, I would have booked her for you.
Oh, yeah. You were busy. You're in Las Vegas.
Well, how'd that feel, Sean? It's right there. He's like, I could have
got right
her.
It's right there.
A little disappointing, especially because I love PCA.
Hey, Sean, good effort. Good everybody.
Way I tried, man.
Way to ask people that work in the station next to you for phone
He's
numbers.
He's so hard to find.
Yeah, he was in Vegas, in fairness.
Too bad he didn't bring his phone.
Shane was in Vegas.
It's been an issue before.
Yeah, I get it. All right, well.
All right, anyway.
Yeah.
What do you think of Nico's suggestion? The extend the top part of home plate as a line, like free throw line extended, and then that's the spot that the bat needs to not go past. I think it's good.
I think it's as good as any suggestion, but again, like if you're further up in the box, it will be easier to go across that line.
Mm-hmm.
If you're further back in the box, I know what he's saying. It would be like if the angle would like intersect with it or something like that. But it's just it's very subjective, man. The call is subjective. But the funny part about the call being subjective is when they appeal down to first base.
Yeah.
They always make a call with 100% certainty.
Absolutely.
Like I've never, you know, in the NBA when they don't know if the ball goes out of bounds off who, they'll just put their palms up to the sky like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Did anyone see it? I guess we'll go to the replay. Every single time with 100% certainty, they either safe or out. Like they absolutely know. They
I guess it's because they know they can't go to the replay.
Yeah, but so they're just definitively guessing.
Yeah. I have always thought like, because I've asked the question before, if you were commissioner, what would you do? And one of the things that I would do if I were commissioner is radically reinvent how they deal with that. And because I think it's absolutely absurd as we're talking about it here. And you're right. They do the talk show host move as umpires where they're like, I have a strong thought. Haven't necessarily done the research on it.
Yeah.
But I have a strong thought.
Well, we'll see if we can fix the rule and there was some hilarity that came out of it, at least to me. I found this very funny. And then we have Dan Wieder in 30 minutes. Parkinson Spiegel at the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.